Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to the heartbeat of the seller community, eBay Radio. Here is your host, Griff.
And welcome to this week's edition of eBay Radio. If you're listening live, today is March 14th, 2017. And if you're listening to the show in the archives, this is show number 673. And on today's show, we'll get the inside scoop from an eBay Main Street lobbyist. We'll learn how to use promoted listings. We'll hear about the new updates to the eBay community pages that went live this morning and discover five ways to avoid falling in love with your stuff. And yeah, I guess that's a bad thing. All this and your calls too. But first, here's Lee Mirabal with the eBay Radio News brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship.
New York, pickup and daylight, all feature in today's eBay Radio News for March 14th, 2017. I'm Lee Griff. Lots of severe weather in the Northeast. Good grief.
It's fierce out there.
It is very fierce.
Fierce.
It is. Storms, all kinds of stuff. And, you know, eBay has not put it up on the announcement board yet, but I just want to make them feel better, you know, because if you're involved in an eBay transaction with a buyer or seller, in a heavy stormed region, it has been tradition for eBay to continue to monitor the situation and any sellers who may be affected and not let it affect your eBay business. So please know that eBay is going to take care of you.
Great.
eBay and Gimlet Creative are teaming up again for another season of Open for Business. This season, John Henry and crew are exploring key issues businesses face, from financing to customer service to failing and living to tell about it.
Yikes.
You'll find the podcast at ebay.com/openforbusiness. And we're going to be talking about that over the next several weeks, too, because Griff was interviewed for one.
Yeah.
Right? They interviewed you.
They did.
So we'll be looking forward to that. This month, New York State legislators will consider a budget proposal requiring internet marketplaces to collect and remit sales tax for any transaction that involves a New York buyer. This tax would include out-of-state purchases made from any seller or business, regardless of size. eBay strongly opposes this sales tax proposal. Ask for your help. We'll be talking about it three or four times today during the show. We're going to have Catherine Terrell on, who's going to join us with an update about this as well. She did the fly-in thing. Put daylight savings time into eBay search, Griff. You get 110 items listed.
Yeah. Oh, God, do I hate that.
A lot of clocks that automatically switch to the right time. There's a book listed for $17.50 called 2004 Maryland Historical Magazine, Baltimore's Battle for Daylight Savings Time. There's an old 1942 SP Railroad World War II Daylight Savings Time announcement card, even a Daylight Savings Time farmer propaganda poster painting, real canvas art print. So, Griffin, the U.S., Fast Time, as it was called, at the beginning it wasn't called Daylight Savings Time.
It
was called Fast Time.
It wasn't?
Right. It was called Fast Time.
Fast Time.
Then it was first introduced in 1918 when President Woodrow Wilson signed it into law to support the war effort during World War One, and the initiative was sparked by Robert Garland, who was a Pittsburgh industrialist who had encountered the idea in the UK. Today he's often called the father of daylight saving. 7 months later, the seasonal time change was repealed. However, some cities, including Pittsburgh, Boston, and New York, continued to use it until President Franklin D. Roosevelt instituted year-round daylight savings time in the United States in 1942. So that's why we're stuck with it. Although, you know, I wish it were like it is now, because you get more daylight, right? We get more daylight in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And
well,
early evening.
In the afternoon.
Yeah.
I'm constantly reminded about the old American Indian saying about daylight savings time.
Which was?
Only the white man could think that cutting off one end of the blanket and sewing it to the other end makes it longer.
And that's eBay Radio News for March 14th, 2017, brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship. I'm Lee Mirabal. Now back to eBay Radio, where you got the griff.
All right, here we go.
You're listening to eBay Radio, where you can share a tip, mend your ways, and take your listings to a brand new phase. Here's your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by Terapeak, eBay Market Research, to increase your online sales. In an eBay announcement last week, eBay asks for our help in getting a message to our legislators about a new state tax in New York that will affect everyone who sells on eBay, no matter where they are based. We'll be hearing more about this later in today's show from our expert on the spot, top-rated seller Kathy Terrell, who actually lives in New York and
yes,
knows how this
sent
works.
Sent us pictures last night.
Meanwhile, it's critical that we as eBay sellers and small business owners take action, not only to prevent the proposal from becoming law, but also to let our own state legislators know that we oppose such proposal. So we'll talk a little bit more about what's going on later.
Yes, we shall.
Because it says details top of page 139.
And we don't have
We need a proofreader. That's what we need.
Believe it or not, I stayed up last night to proofread this thing and missed that one.
This is the first time
I've proofread it.
So there's a question in my mind that I don't have an answer for, which is now my situation is probably unusual because as honest as I'm capable of being, in California, I actually file use tax for items that I purchased on eBay for which I did not pay tax. So if I bought anything outside of California on eBay, I don't pay tax because it's a purchase made out of state. But if this law or any of these laws, state laws, go through and I pay a state tax like New York, from what I can read in my research, I'm going to get double taxed on this
yep.
because I'm still going to technically, legally owe use tax to the state of California.
Well, it's not good.
And I am the first. You will always find a disagreement with me about taxes because I actually don't look at taxes as an evil.
I don't either.
I look at taxes as a way of keeping things working and humming and going together. I'm happy to pay use tax. I just don't want to pay double tax.
So how do we pay use tax?
If the states that require it, and I don't know, I only can speak to California right now because it's the one I live in, is that, you know, any consumer who purchases things outside of California and doesn't pay tax and then brings those things into California, either by mail or by physically driving them here, technically owes use tax on those. So it's California sales tax. The state leaves it up to you to file this use tax, that you do it through their website. You can go in California. There's the state franchise board.
It used to be part of our taxes, though. It would say use tax.
Years ago, as I recall.
I don't know.
No, I don't remember that. I just know you have to file it with the state, and it's a separate process.
So this New York thing, I think, is the first really big thing we have to go after, right? Isn't this the first state?
Well, it's the first time I think a state has made, you know, gains. Instead of working with there's this group called the Streamlined Sales Tax Initiative it wants to do this on the federal level. And it was getting, you know, state by state to agree to it. This New York state has said, no, we're going to do this on our own. We're not going to wait for this. We're going to get the revenue by just taxing everything that sells in New York state, no matter where it's going. It's an interesting situation. I mean, I just gave you one example, my own personal observation about my situation, and I'm sure there are other people like that. But there's a lot of other questions to be asked about stuff like this, which is, does this eventually end up in the Supreme Court? And the Supreme Court has always upheld the concept of nexus, which is the physical location of a business. So that if I'm not doing business in California as a location, am I able to charge sales tax for sales made on a state level? Made to people that live in states like California or any other of the 49 states. It's a legal thicket. It's going to be very interesting to see how it plays out. We'll see. I mean, it could be, we'll see a day. I don't know if this is true, so please don't quote me, but there's a possibility in the future someday that, enough people agree or enough legislators agree and they do pass something like a federal sales tax. I don't know if that's going to happen, but I do know in the meantime that this presents questions and potential challenges and obstacles to the smaller sellers are the ones who end up getting impact the worst, because it means they have to start filing a sales tax form and submit sales tax that have been collected for sales made in New York State, outside of the state, and it's a question for users. I mean, it's complicated, and I'm going to be very curious to see how it plays out.
So we're going to have some things that you can do.
I need to learn more.
Some take action.
Right.
Items that you can do, and we'll be discussing those later on in the show. Hey, the times, they are a changing, babe.
So what you could do.
And our legislators have to change with it.
So what you could do is you could go to your window, open it up, stick your head out, and shake your fist and say, I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. That might make you feel good.
Yeah, you might get an Oscar.
Oscar. If that's what it takes to get you, yeah, Oscar.
Did he get an Oscar for that?
Peter Finch?
I don't remember.
I think he might have. I think the movie did win, didn't it, that year?
It was such a wonderful movie.
It was, you know, when you think back on it and you watch that movie, it was a little too prescient for its, you know, for its day.
Yes.
Somebody was like looking into a crystal ball.
It was almost caricature back in the day, but no longer.
Anywho.
Now we can all relate.
So we're going to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about,
promoted listings
again, right? And we'll have sellers on. We have two sellers, Robin and Tim. Tim's going to talk. He's Mr. Customer Service. He's going to talk about ways of avoiding falling in love with your stuff. And I think because if you fall in love with it, you don't want to sell it. I'm going to assume that's the second line, the unspoken line.
Exactly.
There.
You love your stuff too much or you're charging too much because you love it so much.
Right. My colleagues, Alan and Doug, will be here also during this next 3 hours to discuss some new little graphic upgrades to the eBay community page.
Yay.
All this and more and your calls. This segment was brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Up next, we're going to talk about Main Street in Albany and more when we return with eBay Radio.
Your e-commerce business is growing, sales are multiplying, and you need a shipping solution that can keep up. ShipStation can help, even when you have multiple selling channels and multiple carrier accounts. With ShipStation, fulfilling orders is not only easier, it's faster too. ShipStation is web-based, so you can manage and ship your orders from anywhere you happen to be. And ShipStation lets you automate almost everything. You can import each item's photo, weight, and SKU, email your buyer, promote your other items, even leave feedback. ShipStation also integrates with multiple carriers at competitive rates, letting you ship every item cost-effectively. Wherever you sell, however you ship, ShipStation offers you multiple ways to save time and money. Try ShipStation free for 30 days, no credit card required, at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
St. Patrick's Day is coming up on March 17th. That means it's time for the Selling of the Green. So list all things green, as well as items with shamrocks or leprechauns, Irish crystal, and anything beer-related. Create a St. Patrick's Day collection to drive traffic to those listings. Use Promotions Manager to set up an order discount for purchases of a certain dollar amount or quantity. Or create a codeless coupon to send to buyers between now and St. Patrick's Day. Tell them they got the luck of the Irish and an automatic discount on their next purchase. Finally, send a store newsletter promoting all of the above. Erin Gobraw.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.